Well, Doug Johnson is on the road today with a Kinship Crossroads report. Hi, Doug.
Hi. Hello, hello. I did get up to New Ulm, and I'm sitting here with Bob Martins at his home, actually. He's taking care of a couple little kids, but he works up at the college here, Martin Luther College, and they're having a Men of Truth conference coming up on March 23rd on Saturday. And so we're talking to Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Thanks for coming down here to New Ulm.
Yep, and Bob works in the IT department there, but he's also involved with this Men of Truth conference. So tell us how this began, Bob, and maybe how long you've been doing it.
Sure, thanks. It probably started in late 2015 when a group of guys here in the New Ulm area, we were looking for an opportunity to be able to just gather men around the Word of God in some sort of format. And a number of us had been to different men's conferences over in the Oshkosh, Wisconsin area and other places. And so we started putting ideas together there in late 2015. And now, a number of years later here, 4 years later, we are going to be putting on our fourth annual conference at the end of March. And we're just really looking forward to being able to get a group of men from the area, a group of guys together around the Word, and to talk about some subjects that kind of cut across different age groups and backgrounds. That's the whole idea behind the conference.
Now, who is like invited to come, and what have you seen in the past, and is it changing?
Yeah, in the past, we've seen a lot of guys, in their mid-20s up to there. I think we've had some 80- and 90-year-olds, so that's a good number. But we've kind of, this year, are encouraging students all the way down to like those middle grades, so sixth grade on up, guys, obviously, to come along with their dads and their friends and come and join us. We've seen a couple high schoolers and stuff that come each and every year, and a few college students, but we really are encouraging that younger generation to come and do the same thing, just gather with other guys around the Word and to get that in as early as possible.
And you're going to have that at the college, correct?
Yep, that will be at Martin Luther College here in New Ulm at what we like to call the Wittenberg Collegiate Center Auditorium. That's kind of a mouthful. But it's the auditorium kind of at the center of campus there. And we've been able to hold it on campus for the past 4 years. Martin Luther College has been very generous to us in allowing us to continue to hold this conference there.
So what takes place like during the day then, and how does it set up?
Sure. Registration starts at 8 o'clock, and there will be a continental breakfast there inside the auditorium, so you won't have to go very far, or maybe not right in the auditorium, but somewhere nearby. Then we'll have some opening thoughts, we have a live student band, Jonah Backus and the Conquerors, who are going to be helping us with those opening thoughts, starting at 8:30. We then have three sessions during the day, including Dr. Josh Mears talking about answers to anxiety. We'll have a panel of three gentlemen, Professor Emeritus Roger Kloxeem, Pastor Rob Gunther from here at St. John's here in New Ulm, and then Mr. Mark Reitzman, who is coming from the Twin Cities, and he was a former CEO. I think he just retired, and I hope I got that right. But they'll be talking about things they wish they had known during their younger years or all throughout their life, and it'll be kind of them introducing themselves and then taking questions from the audience, too, to just talk through those things you wish you knew as you look back. We'll also have lunch right there on campus at the cafeteria. And then we have something very different for us this year as a men's conference. We're going to be having Ms. Naomi Schmidt coming over from the Milwaukee area, and she's going to be talking about a woman's perspective on what makes a man of God. And so that's something different. We wanted to get that perspective in front of our guys. No matter if you're single or married, it's always a valuable perspective to have because you're going to be working with women no matter what walk of life you're in. And then something we have continued to add each year is a small group time, which is right before the final closing thoughts. And again, we'll have Jonah Backus and the Conquerors to help us with music at that time. So, and then everyone's gone by 2 o'clock. The whole idea is you can get home for supper then with your family before the day is done.
Have you seen the group grow as far as the group coming and such and more guys getting involved?
Yeah, we've been fortunate to have a good core group that's been coming back year after year, which we're really excited about. But we started off with around 60 people who came, and this last year we were nearing, I think we were near or over 100, and we're hoping to keep adding bit by bit as God allows us to each year to the number who come and just continue to reach more and more people in the area.
So they come from different areas, not just the New Ulm area. And by the way, we're live, and we're at 104.5 KGLY listening area, live in New Ulm, talking to Bob Martins about the Men of Truth conference that's coming here on Saturday, March 23rd at Martin Luther College Auditorium. And tell us where they're from. The guys are kind of coming from different places too, right?
We've been really fortunate. We pull a good group of guys here from the New Ulm area, but we also pull from Mankato and over by Redwood Falls, up in the Twin Cities, and kind of all around. There's a Hutchinson, that area as well, Fairfax, Gibbon. And we're hoping to expand it, but also just to provide this as to as many people as we're able to pull, no matter how close or how far away you happen to be.
Well, hopefully when we're on the radio here, we can get guys from a few little bit further away or even hearing about this conference. It's pretty new. This will be the fourth annual one, but a lot of good things happening. And, you know, anytime guys can get together, do some worship and learn some things and how to do things better, it's a good thing. Now, you said you're going to focus on some younger guys. Now, what's your idea there behind that?
Well, this year we are trying for students. We are waiving the registration fee, so it's going to be $0 to allow for students to come. The hope is, dads, you'll be able to just bring your kids, your sons along with you, and be able to spend the day together around the Word of God and talking through some of these can be weighty topics. We're hoping that'll provide that opportunity for you. And yeah, so we're just encouraging by waiving that fee for anyone, any student of any age, as long as you're a student, to come on over and spend time with us.
I know with the world changing and a lot of politically correct things, you know, at our schools and different things, this is a way that the kids can get some godly input into their lives early.
There's never any downside to spending more time with God's Word, and so we're really hoping. I know it's a Saturday, and that's a hard thing sometimes to give up, and with all the snow, sometimes people can get a little scared away from traveling any distances. We're hoping by the end of March that's a little bit nicer. But that's really any time that one can spend with God, and especially spend it with your son or with other guys and be encouraged and have your spirits raised, we think is a really valuable thing.
I like that. As iron sharpens iron, yeah. So one man sharpens another. So it's a good opportunity. We're live in New Ulm with the Kinship Crossroads Report. Doug Johnson along with you in the KJLY listening area at 104.5. And also we have our Spanish station in the New Ulm area at 88.3. FM. Bob, tell us about the tickets and where they're available and how someone could get a look at that. I know the website's available too.
Yeah, if you have any questions, you can visit our website at menoftruth.org. We have all the conference information there right on the homepage right now, along with links to Eventbrite, where you can pay with a credit card for the fees. Or you can also use cash or check. There's another form you can fill out, and then that'll give you instructions on where to send that as well. If you don't want to use your credit card, that's just fine. The fees do include lunch at the cafeteria, so you're not going to be paying anything extra for that when you get on campus. And if there's any questions, visit the site. You can also contact us at by emailing at contact@menoftruth.org. And you can find us just online. We also are on Facebook, and we're on Instagram and Twitter. We're kind of all over the place. We try to be as available as possible.
Now, I know you said that men come from different areas and such, and we're hoping that maybe we'll be able to do that and bring some others from different areas that we broadcast over on Kinship Christian Radio. Any final comments you might have, Bob, and encouraging others to come now, and maybe what you've seen in the past? Have you seen guys come back and say, hey, I really learned a lot?
We have heard some really good comments back from people, just as how valuable they find the opportunity to get together with other guys and talk about just things from men's perspective and a man's perspective, and also to be able to talk to other guys about what their perspectives are. It's very easy to get kind of holed up in your own area and think that you have unique challenges to yourself, but we can expand ourselves a little bit and encourage one another with the help of God, and to have Christ at the center of everything that we do, and we can do nothing but gain strength from those things. And we hope that this conference can provide an avenue for that sort of encouragement.
Well, we're so glad to partner with you this time with this Men of Truth Conference. It's going to be at Martin Luther College. You can find out more about that by visiting their website, menoftruth.org. Again, that's happening on the 23rd of March, when all our snow hopefully will be down quite a bit. I know there's a lot here in New Ulm right now. We have to be a little careful driving, don't we?
Yeah, you want to go slow around those corners and those unmarked intersections. Those banks are pretty high.
Well, spring is coming. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you very much.
And I'm live in New Ulm with the Kinship Crossroads Report. Doug Johnson, have a great day.